Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS.
You know, not surprising, but I think pretty amazing the dominance that one Donald J. Trump still has over the Republican Party. He's ahead of the other candidates who are running for the Republican nomination by some 44 points right now. The first question that the candidates on the stage last night were asked was about Donald Trump. How would they differentiate themselves from the former president? Really interesting. There's a story out today that, according to Bloomberg's Billionaire Index, Donald Trump's fortune went from $2.6 billion in 2021 to $3.1 billion as of today. Despite a sluggish real estate market, Trump's businesses have demonstrated considerable resilience. Notably, revenues at his golf courses have soared by more than 50% since 2019. Everyone wants to play golf at a Trump course and get some of the swag that comes with it, right? All right, I've mentioned this for quite some time. Greg and I have talked about this as well on the show. It's hard to explain the loyalty that people have to one Donald Trump. I mean, you know, you have people who have followers, but Donald Trump has a base that just, you know, doesn't seem to go anywhere. I mean, they are really loyal to Donald Trump. Is his popularity inexplicable? Joining us on our Newsmaker line right now to talk more about that is Ed Ring. Ed is a senior fellow at the Center for American Greatness. Ed, thanks for joining us tonight. What is it about Donald Trump that people continue to like?
Well, Trump is unique. I think that part of this is a lot of people don't trust American institutions. I think, you know, when people like Jim Acosta panic over the polls showing all of this support for Donald Trump, they really ought to be panicking over the fact that they've lost the trust of at least 50% of the American population. You know, we can see this all over the place. 10 million people immigrating in just 3 years. You know, it's overwhelmed social services, breaking city budgets, it's the spread of fentanyl. You know, there's terrorist cells and cartel gangs are infiltrating into the country. And it's driving prices up and wages down. And Trump has been talking about this really his whole life, about how we haven't put America first. And he was on record. He did everything he could. I think most people watching his presidency knew that he would have been able to do a lot more if it wasn't for hostile institutions, a hostile bureaucracy. You know, and people can tell that he's not being prosecuted for corruption. He's being prosecuted because he won't do what he's told. So
maybe that's what they admire.
A lot of good reasons why people are.
Does he speak common sense to the American people on a lot of issues, Ed? Do you feel?
Yeah. You know, and it's not just immigration, of course. I mean, it's having to do with, as Trump puts it, just common sense. He talks about crime and homelessness in a manner that reflects common sense and not what special interests are sort of telling politicians to say. I think with energy, it's very, very clear that Trump speaks with common sense. If we don't have abundant energy in this country, everything suffers. It's amazing that, you know, the main news institutions are believing the Federal Reserve chairman when he says, well, we better raise interest rates to keep inflation down. No, if you want to keep inflation down, you know, quit creating energy scarcity. Quit making everything scarce because of the policies that we have, mainly coming out with environmentalist justification. But it's being overused and it's creating scarcity. And all it does is help big corporate monopolies, which are not an ideal version of capitalism. Trump understands all this and talks about it, and it resonates.
My co-host, who co-hosts the show with me on Wednesday, said yesterday an interesting thought about Donald Trump. He says, there are a lot of people in this country who simply do not get all caught up in all the politics and following everything online. But when Donald Trump is on the ballot, they will get engaged and go out and vote. Is that a fair assessment, Ed?
Yeah, it is. And I sure hope that these folks are not all of a sudden paying attention when they hear how maybe there's problems with our voting. You know, voter integrity is very important. It's as important as anything. But whatever you do, vote. Don't give up because you think that part of the system is beyond redemption. Yeah, I think that Trump got through to people who never were really very interested in politics, but they're starting to see so much going on in this country at the same time as there's only one person really out there talking about it with Trump's kind of candor.
A lot of the power brokers within the Republican Party blame Trump for a lot of the losses that the GOP has suffered over the last few years, but his loyal followers don't seem to lay the blame on him. Does that surprise you at all, Ed?
No. I think that they understand that maybe we just need better candidates out there. You know, maybe Trump in every case didn't back candidates around the country for governor, for Congress, for some of these other, you know, congressional seats and then state legislatures. You know, some of the candidates might not have been the best candidates, but for the most part, the Republicans that are losing because they're not talking about the same issues that Trump's talking about, or if they are, they don't come across as authentic. The people can see through that. They're saying it because they think that's going to get them votes. If you had candidates who were talking about these issues with the same frank conviction as Trump and people believed them, they would be getting elected.
What is your assessment of how he's doing so far as he gears up for a run in 2024? How has he handled things and prepared his followers and himself? What is your assessment of what he's been able to do so far, despite all these trials that he's involved in?
Well, they've learned a lot from last time around, and one of the big threats that the establishment feels with Trump is they realize he's going to go in there this time and try to recover some of the constitutional authority that presidents are supposed to have. He's working with groups that are putting together lists of members of the cabinet, lists of judges that can be appointed, lists of people that can go into the bureaucracies to the extent they're political appointees, which is, you know, the whole top management of these bureaucracies are political appointees who will actually try to enforce the agenda. And that's a terrific threat to the establishment, to the bureaucracy, because they were able to thwart most of what Trump did last time. So I think he really, really has done a great job there. In terms of just getting elected, there needs to be more work done on election integrity, because that, at the end of the day, is, you know, you can take a landslide and turn it into a cliffhanger if you don't have election integrity. In any close race, you're going to lose if you don't have election integrity. So Trump's got to do a lot more there. But in terms of his policies and the things he's talking about, all the way from foreign policy to energy policy and other economic policies, crime, homelessness, and the culture wars, we haven't talked about that yet, but in every area, Trump is hitting the right notes. His policies make sense for this country.
They do. On our Newsmaker line, Ed Ring with American Greatness. The Rod Arquette Show continues on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS.